Dr. Johnson was so impressed with Dr. Reif's work and the future medical implications of his frequency instrument, he held a dinner at his Pasadena estate in Reif's honor, which was billed as the end to all disease. In the back of the room by the window stands Dr. Johnson in white, with Dr. Reif on the right and Dr. Kendall on the left. Among these doctors were Alvin G. Ford and Joseph Heitker, who had gone with Dr. Johnson to meet Reif at his lab. In the summer of 1932, Reif went to Chicago with his microscope to work with Kendall. Kendall invited world-renowned bacteriologist E.C. Rosenau of the Mayo Clinic's Division of Experimental Bacteriology in Rochester, Minnesota, to come and use Reif's microscope. Rosenau had heard of Reif from a former patient of his who happened to be Henry H. Timken, the same man who had been financing Reif and his laboratory. Rosenau, Kendall, and Reif re-verified the experiments Reif and Kendall had done a few months before. When Reif returned back to his lab, he continued the work of trying to find the cause of cancer.